Joining me on Jeff Around Town, it's Matt Geiler, comedian, writer, animator, and so much more. All around great guy and all around creative. Matt, thanks for being on Jeff Around Town.
The pleasure is mine, Jeff. Thank you so much.
Yeah, so we're here at Myrtle in Cyprus, and when I came in, you had your iPad in this really cool, like, drawing board kind of thing, but you were here just drawing.
Yeah, I was actually drawing some character designs for an animation project I'm working on.
Okay, and so how do you, you're doing so many different things, and, like, lately at Backline, you've been doing these improv nights, right?
Yes, improvisational concerts where the set list is completely improvised off of song titles that I don't know until the audience shouts them. And then I improvise those songs to music that I have not heard yet because I don't know what the sound gal Sam is going to play.
So, okay, so you're working in all these different areas. And so just in general, like, are these things weirdly connected? Like, you're working on some animation, which has to be so planned out, so detailed in terms of the timing. And then you go, it's like you're out on a high wire act without a net doing improv. Like, that seems like a totally different thing. Or is it not?
I think they're totally different creative acts. But my thing is, it's all, you know, your creativity is personal to you. So I think you, me, all creatives and all artists have kind of a personal core creativity that's integrated where, and for me, that's where all those things come from. So the animation is one expression of that thing, which for in my case is probably like a child, I don't know, like a wild child joyfulness, I guess. It expresses itself that way. You know, the improvised concerts are another way that that happens. You know, music is another thing. But it all kind of resides in that.
Oh, yeah, musician. I forgot stuff. That as well. Of course.
You know what I mean? So they're different manifestations in different disciplines, but it's kind of all the same ball of wax, feels like.
So say a little bit more about that. I love the childlike thing you're talking about because I've noticed having gone to, like, when I was starting out in the world of cartooning, I would meet my heroes, cartoonists that I had grown up studying, and I would meet them, and they still seemed as young as they ever did. And I got to noticing that a lot of people who do that kind of, and maybe all creative work, but was it keeping them young, you know? And and I wonder if you are tapping into this childlike part of your brain. Like, I don't know how old you are. I don't need to know how old you are, but there is a youthfulness to you and a youthful energy.
It's kind of you to say, Jeff. I'm 175 years old, and I may not look it on the surface. You know, I look like a mid-40s, late-40s, but I'm 192 years old.
You've just aged 20-some years in the last 3 seconds.
I'm closing in on finishing my second century. I was around for a lot of stuff that you don't even know about, Jeff, that you only read about in history books. But I do think that's true, though. But I think for any kind of creative pursuit or artistic pursuit, I feel like the artist is accessing some part of their child, that spontaneous sense of play.
Yeah.
You know, and maybe you're accessing different parts of it or different amounts. But I think that it's true that to do that kind of work, whether you're a dancer or you're a sculptor or doing pottery or whatever, you're tapping back into that thing we all have as children, which is kind of an unfettered, spontaneous, unselfconscious, just ability to play.
Love it.
You know?
Yeah. Very inspirational, Matt. no, it is. I appreciate it. The time's gone by very quickly. Matt Geiler, thanks for joining me and Jeff Around Town.
Most welcome. Most welcome, Jeff. Thank you for having me.